חז"ל אמר in a lot of places about the מיילה of the מידס אמס. People think, yeah, it's not nagea to me. It's not nagea to me. But the truth is, not only that it's nagea to everyone, it's very important for everyone. Well, maybe a little bit first, bring the chazali. Then maybe to explain Taka why it's so important to become a Ish Emes, to be a Ish Emes. Why it's Taka as a Chazal tell us Chisomu Yishar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. The Chisomu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Sefer Chassidim state person never lies, and he doesn't want to lie, and he says emes. Kol adoyver emes, ve'einu roitze lachshev sheker, ve'loy ledabel sheker. All of his life is living emes. Afilu dvorim sheyedabel ve'yachshev, yiskaymu. So everything with this person later in life will think and will say will happen. The person decides, I'm a ish emes, I don't lie. I'm saying emes. I'm not thinking sheker. He will start to give brachas like the Sefer Chassidim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that his words will never be sheker. And everything that he will say will be niskayim. For sure, that this Maile, this Sefer Chassidim, the Sefer Chassidim is a Sefer Kadmon, for sure it's true. When he speaks about Emes, for sure it's Emes. But why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it? Because this person never lies, and he says Emes, so when he will bench someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that his brachas will be niskayim. Why? Because it's a mile to be pure emes, and if he's trying to be pure emes, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that every time when he tries to give someone a bracha, the bracha will be niskayim because he said it. You see again the chashivus of emes. Mora says Yevomes that Rav had a komitzari le debisayim. Rav had a rebbetzin, but she was mitzayim. When he told his wife, "Avdili klufchi, I want to eat for lunch klufchi," avdili chintzi, so she made him chintzi. Kshomalo, "I want to eat for lunch chintzi," avdili tufchi. Ki God al chia brei, when Reb Chia, the son of Rav, became a bit older, so the father would ask his son, you know, for the lunch. So he knew that the mother does fakel for their father. So when his father would ask, "Please tell mommy to prepare me tilfachi," he knew that the mother will prepare chimtzi. So he will tell the mother, "Rav asked today for chimtzi. So the mele will be tilfachi." When Rav wanted to eat chimtzi, so he would go over to his mother and tell her, "Rav asked to eat chimtzi." And every time, Omar Rav, so Rav told his son, "Ayaloch imoch." I see mommy became better. So Rav told him she didn't become better. Rav Chia said, "I just turned over. And instead of asking what you want, I asked something else. Your supper comes, your lunch comes out, a good lunch." So Rav says, "Ano havele lemev alochi." Mamish, give out the idea. I don't know why I never thought about it. Rav will explain. Rav can think about all the Shvera Sugyas, yeah? Such a Poshna Shtikl Rav can't think about. But Rav says, I know I have to think about such a Shtikl. At? You, myself? You didn't have to do it. Why? Shenemar lamdu l'shoinom davar emes. It's a shekel. Even if you're causing me to have the lunch that I want the lunch, you're lying. I'm not lying. If I will say that I want chimtzi, so the world so Rav had a poshta eitzim. He would tell his wife Akel, she will do straight. He didn't think about it. Came his son, made a nice shtickle. Every time when his father wanted, he said Akel, and things straightened out. Rav says, I didn't think about it. Why Rav didn't think about it? Because Rav was such an ish emes. He never had a tzad to ask for lunch. It's not a shekel. He's allowed to ask for lunch one thing and she will do something else. But it's called shekel. Because he doesn't want to eat tilfachi. He wants to eat chimtzi. Because if he tells his wife chimtzi, she does tilfachi. So the best thing is, he will ask her to do tilfachi, but maybe she will do chimtzi. So Rav didn't think about it. Rav Chia, that Fima Brigosi lied, so he also told about the shtickle. So Rav told, I'm learning from you the shtickle. But you yourself, it's mamish a shekel. It's a shekel. Saving Rav to have the normal Gemach Shalom Bayis though. But it's shekel. It's not emes. So what is so bad? What is so bad in shekel? If a person never lies, he will never die lifnei zmanoi. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Beis brings down kol ha-meshaker, b'dibur, kol ha-machlif, ki'ilu oivin ha-vede zore. Why? I understand kol ha-koyes ki'ilu oivin ha-vede zore. I understand if someone is cruel, is terrible. Sheker? What is so bad that a person speaks sheker? Kodesh Baruch Hu is chisom ha-yemes. Avada, the Gemara brings down. It's brought down in the Medrash, the Archobah, the Maisa, with Shimon ben Shetach, that was a person that was doing all of the Averes Sheba'olam. And he came to Shimon ben Shetach, and Shimon ben Shetach told him, I want to do tshuva. He said, yeah, I want to do tshuva, but so far from me to do tshuva, I'm full with so much Averes. How I will do tshuva? Shimon ben Shetach told him, give me a tkiya skaf and you will never lie. Chutz from that, you can do what you want. About it, try to be a good person. But make one kabbalah, not to say sheker. The Rebbe, but the Rabbi Shem Chizdorim, I'm a galer, I'm a gazman, I do everything. So make a tkiya skaf that you will never steal, that you will never lie. And maybe you made a shvua, chamura, that you will never lie. Moses says, that night his neighbor went to the Beis HaMerchet. She left her house on her own. He came to the house and he took kesef, bezov. He cleaned out the house. When he was about to leave the house, he said that if she will come back and she will ask me, and you did it, I can't lie. So he put back all of his money. And he realized that the Eitzef and Shurim B'Shetach was a good Eitzef. For sure, it's a good eitzim. It's a fest ashtikel from Shimon ben Shetach. They were doing ashtikel from Rav Chiya, not the ashtikel from Shimon ben Shetach. Stam is also true. Stam is also true. It's much more than that. A person has to work on himself to be a ish emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chaysomoy emes. Shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. What is the pshat? Person lies, doiver shkorim ki'ilu oivin avedezore. Kas shakronim ein machnisim oisom pnei hashchino. Shari Tshuva brings down the kites that don't sit with the ribayin shel olam is kas shakronim. What is so bad? What is so bad? Kas shakronim? was so bad? Kaz Shakron? I want to tell you, the emes is, every person has to work on emes. Every guy has a mitzvah to work on emes. Every guy has to work on emes. Chisoma shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Mo says, b'sholosh dvorim atam nitchochem ezolau tulari. Sholosh dvorim, the Gemara says. Masechta Puraya Ushpezaiche or Mishalim Ipnei Dar Kesholem, but you're not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to lie. I'm not going out and say Aloch Hashir, when are you allowed to lie and when are you not allowed to lie. Maybe I'm on the Dabzog. It's a very hard. But why? I remember we came to Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach to ask him, you know, with Arnuna, you have to pay taxes, you're allowed to say, you're not allowed to say. Don't ask me such questions. How you could lie? A yid doesn't lie. So chamur in Chazal, Sevachsidim say that even when you're allowed to lie, not to say sheker. Ani eisav becherecho. Ani eisav becherecho. What's so treif about it? The Teretz is a person. I want to tell you, this is the emes. You have to keep it because Chazal said a person has to work on himself to be a ish emes. Young Bachri, I don't want to say. If I could have been again, Shach would say. I remember the shmuzim of Shach. Says when you get to be 90, you'll be so upset. Why you're not born again? Because it would be up to him, Yochel, Shach said in the Shmuz, he would create everyone 90 for a minute and then start from the beginning. Because then the whole life would be different. A person that doesn't work on MS when he's a bacher, it doesn't mean that he's a big liar. Some people have, you know, they lie out the teeth, as they, you know, they can't say MS. Some people are a little bit more straight. But if you don't work to be Ish MS, you're not an Ish MS. And it's a avoda, the person has to work on himself to become a ish emes. What is the pshat? The person that is an ish emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that every bracha that he gives happens. And you could start yet. What's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made every person straight. Emes. The emes is avoda Hashem. To do the mitzvahs, to be nice to your friend, not to be jealous of him, not to be mean to him, to be nice, to give, to help. It's in the mitzvahs of the person. And when a person is emes and he's straight, he will come to every dat that he has to come in his life in Avodas Hashem. I want to move a second to mamash to the side, but just like this to make it easier to understand. A person that sits in his room and it's 11 o'clock by night and he's schmoozing for 5 hours till 4 o'clock in the morning. Pull him out a second and ask him, I know all of you are not that bad people, oh Hashem. These bad people are really schmoozing now also, they didn't end up saying they're schmoozing. Pull out that person and ask him for a second, you think you're doing the right thing now? He knows it's not right. But he's fooling himself. He's not looking at the truth. This is a very obvious example. But he knows it's not the emes hazach. Comes ben hazmanim and he doesn't learn a word. He knows it's not the right thing. He feels guilty after it. He knows he's not right. When a person manages, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, v'chisamoy emes, what does the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes? What is true and what has to be is dear, and it's complete right. the mahus of a person that is sheker, you're right, sometimes he's just cheating a guy. Where's the other guy? He left and he didn't leave. So he cheated the guy. What happened? Nothing happened to the guy. Just he thought that the guy didn't leave. I don't know if he's on the other side. No, he's not there. He is there. It's sham sheker. But it's a mahus of a person. The person that is not straight fools himself the whole time. The person that is an emes person, that is a yoshodik person, he knows that it's emes. He knows it's wrong what he's doing now. The more that a person works on becoming a ish emes, and sheker is not an option for him, his nisyonos disappear. His nisyonos disappear. Because it's not an option to lie. It's not an option for him to lie. He's straight like a rule. It's no shame about it. A person, if you ask a person now, he finishes. We'll finish the vat at 7 o'clock. He has an hour of 40 minutes to lunch, to supper. What he does in that time? No mishka. He asks him, you feel it's the right thing? No. He's lying, he's fooling himself. I'm not thinking about now to force yourself to learn about 40 minutes. It's not the shmuz now. But the ish that will be a ish emes, our shmuz is not now about being emes in that little things. I want to explain it. It's another omek, I want to give the avoider for it. I'm speaking about not lying. Starting the emes moishu. I said, I just went to the edge of it to understand that when a person becomes a ish emes, his life is a different life. Someone starts up with him. He knows. He doesn't have to give back. He gets older in life and he starts to do his shtadlis where he knows that it's extra. And you know what is the measurement? Alamol, you will have this measurement. Think if someone will ask you what is the right thing to do now. Yourself, you can't get doing the shtadlis the whole time. Someone will be yats with you in this shayla, what do you have to do? Shtadlis, yeah. So the learning which both helps. The answer is, you're not a ish emes. This is the edge, why be'etzem, the mahus of a person is emes. The sheker is, the amolik is sheker. It doesn't have a shlita. This is why emes in the end changes a person. But when a young buffer stands and he wants to become a shemis, don't start to work, and what I'm telling you, in the end of Seder, before Seder, after Seder, then already you're fighting with Yitzhara, Bittul Teir, Bittul Zman, Chshiv Zman. These are all different topics. Your tafkid is to be koine emes. If a person will try to start, today it's Monday, till next Monday, not to say one shekel. If a person asks where you were, I was schmoozing outside. But don't answer. Don't say, I was in the bathroom. You live for 2 hours. So you're right, I'm not saying it's a sheker gomor, I was also in the bathroom. But this is already when you're allowed to lie. But you have to know, if you decide, if you ever ask you know how you learned today, say terrible. Don't say givaldik. Hopefully you'll say givaldik. To try for a week. Again, I'm not speaking about the sheker atzmi. The sheker atzmi is the higher madrege. When a person manages to become a ish emes, he becomes a madrege, kivyoche, like the ribbono shel olam, like the sefer chassidim, and every bracha that he gives, Hashem makes it to happen. Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he came up to the Shamayim, when he jumped away from the Malach HaMavis, he made a shvuah that he's not leaving. So they told him, if in this world you made a Torah Sladorim, we'll be matter the nether, and we'll send you out. If you were never matter the nether, so we'll leave you. You made a Torah Sladorim. A Torah Sladorim is good, but you're not a Yishemis. You matter the nether, but you're not a Yishemis. You made a nether, and you matter it. So we'll matter. But if in all of your life you kept your Nadorim, so we leave you in Eilam HaEmes. So Rabbi Shlomo Levi is dead. He's not alive. He came alive to be sent to Eilam HaEmes. But he's in Eilam HaEmes. But if his madrega is that he's pure, so we leave him Emes. We leave him to stay Ish Emes. And he stays a complete Ish Emes. He stays a complete Ish Emes. If he lied in this world, he's not a pure person. What I'm saying now is bli kabbalah. A bli kabbalah is much more and much more gishmak. But we have to start without kabbalah. A person has to take at himself. Chesyosha, first letter, Aleph, everything goes with the Aleph base there. First is Emes. It's more Sforim. It's Belaket. A person takes on himself to be Koinah Midah. This Midah is the easy Midah to be Koinah. You don't have to be a mass Midah. Again, eventually when you be a Ish Emes, it will affect all of your life. A person goes to a store that Kosha Nish Kosha. Not Emes. The person has to train himself. Amiroim. Tell the son, don't help me to have my lunch. It's a sheker. So what if it's a sheker? You have a good summer. What does when Rav wanted to eat it, he had a reason he had to eat it. Rav did not tie this. Tell the son, yeah, but you can't lie. We can't say sheker. Yeah, no, you tell someone I'll be there in 5 minutes, you have to be there in 5 minutes. You get used to say, I will try to be there in 5 minutes. Because you have to try, yeah? You don't know if you're schmoozing outside, it's called trying. You think it's a leichte Sach, but I'll tell you, it's a midah that is neshane. Kas shakronim eino roye pnei ashchina. Means a person that is sheker is most to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the opposite of Kvod Shamayim. Midvar sheker tirchak. Far away. Alan evi aveira steht azay. Nisht avi elo mido steht azay. Midvar sheker tirchak. Far away. The Bohu will decide, I am becoming a Ish Emes. I am becoming an Ish Emes. I am not lying. So, this is what I found. That's what I hear from people. That were over than Midas Emes. The way to start is two things. First, to take a achlota. Start with a week. I'm not lying. If you were to be, I'm not lying. And to say to yourself, and if I need to lie, because I have something very private, and someone will ask me, so what I will do then? So Be'ez Hashem, you be in Madregas, they bring down Maisim and Gdoili that pay thousands of thousands, but not to lie. They couldn't say the truth. Who did it? They couldn't say someone else. They didn't want to say not me, because then they would have to say. And they paid. I've been not to lie. I love him with our revolvers. But you're not holding there yet. Hopefully you will be holding there. At least when you can say the truth, not to lie. Ani Yisrael Bechoyecho. I want to tell you, it's one of the midas, telling you, I heard from people that did it. that in a very short time you koine the midah. So again, it affects later till the kedusha she'en kedugmasa. So Alma, the measurement will be when you'll be 80 and your ain't lach will know Zaydi never lies. He said, you'll buy a treat, the treat will be. I'll be there tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You know he will be there tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Because guys, when they tell you they'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock, you know for sure not before 9. Remember, Shmuzalman told us, there was a guy that was working on MS. He was called Kulay MS. He made a chasana. He didn't know what to write in the invitation. Shmuzalman was telling that it's not called a shekel. It was a big one. It's the lotion, it's like, you know, chasna, he writes 6, it means 7. So, and then he wrote it down, the chuba will be around. You want to write? Be'erich, written down in the invitation. He's a emes. And again, it's not a stana, I'm saying, oh, it's a gishmak yizach, it's a midah. It's a midah that Chazal said, it's chiso mishna kudish boruchu. Misha in a Meshapika doesn't die with Neis Manoi. Why he doesn't die with Neis Manoi? Because Hashem gave him a time to die. We don't change it. He doesn't lie. We don't change it. I has a Vegas, but we don't change. We told him when he came down to the world, you have 80 years to live. He will live his 80 years. He doesn't deserve to die. I has a Vegas. Say that, we have a problem, but we can't change what we gave him. This is the way the world is really created. And again, if you don't start when you're young, I'll tell you, Baruch Hashem, you're Bachur. There's not so much to lie. You get married, you have to lie, you know, if your wife appears, you different food. It's a shadow what to do, yeah? You have kids, you have neighbors. It's very hard for you in Galait to start to work to be Anshi Emes. You say, Alamol, Anshi Emes, down for the kids. And there will be Anshi Emes. Oh, yeah, Hashem. Anshi Emes. Anshi Emes. Anshi Emes is a different level. So take out a week. And in the week you manage, take another week. I want, otherwise, someone can come over to tell me next Monday that he managed not to say a shekel. But I hope that will not be his shekel, yeah? That he managed for a week not to be moitzi a shekel out. The Moshe, your parents are asking you what you did today. You know that you can't say the truth. Don't call them today. You don't realize how much we call it, you know, we turn the corner, cut the corners, yeah? Almost. I'm Ish Emes. Kibalti mi rabo Yisrael. And when a person is a Ish Emes, he has such a, but he has such a siyata dishmaya. And eventually, his life becomes the best life. He kibalti doesn't have to go to Asdastay. Sometimes he's blind. The emes is clear. A guy that is used to lying, he lies, he's fooling himself. When you're emes, it's so glad. It's so glad. When you're not emes, that's Hashem, we'll have the siyata b'shvayah.